The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, they should get married, Bisha'at Tova Muslachat, and Zechut of the Limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of Nachat, Shalom Bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the Berachot. Amen.
Being studied in Neshmat Abraham ben Esther, Rabbi Moshe ben Nuna, Ruach Hashem Tenechem, Began Eden, Amen, Velatlachat, Yaakov ben Yosef. We begin today's daf on Yud Amud Bet, and we are right in the middle of the Amud, starting with the words Mina Hanan Milta. Ha Milta. The Amud, the Banan. Where is the source of the principle that Rabbanan taught us, Uke Milta Ahazke, that we put the situation on its status, on its Hazakah? It means, if we have a Sefik, we don't know if the status changed or not, we put it on its original status. Whatever the original status was, it remains. We don't change the status. Where do we know that from, that concept? Ravuna used this concept in a halakha that we learned earlier when he taught us about the laws of shechita. He applied the laws of hazakah. They call that hazakah mi'ikara. Is a question here, where is the source for it? So the Gemara says, the source is Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan, Amar Kera, V'yatza Kohen Min HaBayit El Petach HaBayit V'hizkir Et HaBayit Shvat Yamim. This is talking about where the Kohen goes into the house and he sees a Tzara'at on the house. And the Tzara'at has the Shi'ur. The Shi'ur has to be the size of 2 grease by 1 grease. So that's the shi'ur of Tum'ah. So the law is that the Kohen has to walk out of the house, and he calls the Tameh after he leaves the house. When it says, Dilma adenafik ve'ata batzar le shi'ura. How could he come along and say that the tzara'at is Tameh, and the house is Tameh? Maybe by the time he got out, it got swollen. E'la la mishud amrinan ukeh. You must be, have to say, you put it on the Hazakah. When he went in there, he saw it was a certain size. So then when he goes out, you could assume he has a Safek. Or did it change? It didn't change. You could assume it didn't change. So therefore, the whole Tum'ah of Tara'at and the Bayit is based on the Hazakah. Mr. Kohen really doesn't know the status once he turns his back and walks out. Who told you we have a proof in this case? Maybe the situation is talking about where the Kohen walked out backwards, and therefore his eye is constantly on the Tzara'at. Who told you that he put his back to the house? Maybe he walked out backwards, and therefore he's looking at the Tzara'at. You can open your eye out for Hazakah. Then do Hazakah, he sees it. Amar de Abaye. If that's your claim, I have two questions to ask you on that. Hada v'yitzia derech achorav la shemei yitzia. That's the first thing. Walking out backwards would not be called a yitzia. The Torah says that the Kohen v'yatza min habayit. You leave. You don't call walking out backwards your v'yatza. That's first of all. So the pasuk would not. Not talking about that. Ve'od achore adelet ma'ika lememar. And what are you going to say when the tzara'at is behind the door? So even if he walks out backwards, he's not going to be able to see it. So you stopped relying on Hazakah in that case, over it didn't change. So your situation of working out backwards doesn't answer every scenario. So maybe you'll tell me no. In the case where it's behind the door, maybe he carves out a little window in the door so he can see behind the door. So if he's walking out backwards, I'm behind the door, now maybe he carves out a little window in the door to see it. We have a law. If let's say the house is dark, the house of the, whether it's set up, is dark, and the great cannot see. So the law is, we don't let him carve out a window in order to bring in light. It has to be visible the way it is. So therefore, just like we don't let the Kohen carve out a window in a dark house to see Sarat, there's no need to carve out a window in a door to see the Sarat behind the door. We're not going to mandate that. Amar le Rabba. So Rabba's doing it right. The Ka'amar Yitzi'ah Derech Achorav Lashem Yitzi'ah. Your first claim was, walking out backwards is not called the Yitzi'ah. Rabba says, first of all, you're wrong. It is called the Yitzi'ah. Why? Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippurim Yochiyah. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur will disprove what you just said. V'chtiv b'Yitzi'ah, it says that the Kohen Gadol leaves the Kodesh Kodashim, Vietnam, Yatza u'bado derech nisato. How does the Kohen Gadol walk out of the Kodesh Kodashim? Backwards. He doesn't want to put his back to the Kodesh Kodashim. That's right, that's disrespect. So he wants to keep his face facing the Kodesh. So he's backtracking, and the Torah says, the Yatza. So therefore, the first one you see walking out backwards is the Yitziyah. With the Ka'amar, Bayit Afil, and Potchim Bo Halonot Otet Nega'o. And now you said that a dark house, you don't open up windows to see the Nega, and immediately Echad Loit Chazik. That's only before you established there was Tumah in the house. Abad, Echad Et Chazik Et Chazik. But in this case over here, once already you saw the Sarat, the Queen saw the Sarat now. Already there was a Hazakah to the Tzara'ah. Now he's just walking backwards. So we're saying he wants to keep his eye on it. Then you can make a window. You can't make a window to establish that there's a Tzara'ah there. But after there's a Tzara'ah there established by the Kohen, who says you can't make a little opening in the door so he can see it? And therefore the Gemara says we have no proof that there's laws of Hazakah from the case of Tzara'ah. Because I can tell you the case where the Kohen's walking backwards, and that is called the Yitziyah. And I can say, even where it's behind the door, he made a hole in the door to see it. And don't tell me you don't make windows. That's only to initially see the Sarat. The Sarat is there by the Kohen's site. So you can make a window on the door. So we have no ayah to the principle of Hazakah. We're back to the original question. Where do we know this business of Hazakah from the Torah? Baruch Atah Adonai. That's one of the reasons, and also the Torah says we want to give a chance to the Baal HaBayit to take out all his vessels also. All his vessels will not become complete. The Gemara says, Anya de'lo kerabaha bar Yaakov. We have a braita against the Baha bar Yaakov. Again, the Baha bar Yaakov's whole question was, who told you you have a raya for Hazakah? Maybe he's walking out backwards. So the Gemara is going to be a braita against that. V'yatza kohen min abayit. Says the kohen will go out of the house and he'll render it tameh. Yachol yelech letoch beto v'yasgir. Can he go home? Meaning, he left the house of the tzara, fine. At what area does he say tameh? Can he even go home first and then in his own house say, oh, by the way, what happened in the house of the guy over there is tameh? Tamud lomar el peta habayit. It's got to be at the door of the house. He can't go home first to Kohen. Second he comes out, he's in front of the house, that's where he renders the Tamir. He petah habayit, yachod ya'amod tachat ha-mashkof v'yaskir. So can he stand under the mashkof, under the doorpost? He petah habayit. But can he be under the doorpost? Tamud domad min habayit. Min habayit got to be away from the house. Ad shi yitzim min habayit kudo. Haketzad, so where does he stand? Omed betzad mashkof. He stands next to the mashkof. Umaskir. Fine. ומנין שמהלך לתוך ביתו והסגיר? How do we know, let's say he went home? Glenn didn't follow the law, preferably. He left the Tarat house, the Mitzurat house, and he went back home. And he did it in his house. Or Sha'amad betuch habayit. Well, let's say he did it in the house. No, he did it in the house, v'izgir. How do you know it's Muskar? How do you know he's confirmed? That says, Tamud Omar, v'izgir et habayit mikol makom. Which means, in any event, it's going to be considered Sarat. Because Ta'ilah is supposed to do it outside the house. That's preferable. Correct. Oh, so what do you see? He can do it in his house. Now, if he's doing it in his house, maybe the status changed. Ela, you see what? Hazakah. So we have a proof. The fact that we see, maybe he's walking out backwards. Okay, walking out backwards. You see clearly that from this bright over here, that he can even say, even if he walked out backwards. So his eyes on the tzara the whole time. But he's not walking backwards all the way home. Once he gets to his house, it says if he said Tameh, it's still Tameh. Maybe by the time he got to his house, the Tzara'at shrunk, and therefore it's not really Tameh. How does he have a right to say Tameh? And the explanation is he's relying on what? Hazakah. Oh, so that's really the proof that we say Hazakah min Torah. The fact that a Kohen can call the Tzara'at Tameh even after he left and does not see it anymore. Yamanan says, that's not a question against me. Kegon de kaimi dara de gavre. The amre kidekae kae. He's known, there's no problem. You know what the case of the queen going home is talking about? We have a row of people from the Tzara'at's house all the way to the Kohen's house. And they keep on passing the news, status, still there, Tameh, still there. So that when the Kohen is at home, he knows what the status is. Because there's a row of people in line telling him exactly the information. So that we have no da'ayah, according to Rabbi Habar Yaakov, from this case, that is Hazakah. Adrabah. Even in his house, I could say, there's a way he could know the status without having to rely on a Hazakah. We'll read the top Rashi. Kegon?
Kegon de Kamed.
Tarag de
Gabriel. Had a man in.
Right, which means they tell him lobatir, it did not shrink. So therefore, you don't have to rely on Hazakah. Exactly. Now we get to the next question. Mina namilta damura banan zil batar ruba. Majority rules. How do you know from the Torah this principle that you follow the concept of rov? You may ask a question. What is the bringing this here now, Zach? I understand why we brought the laws of Hazakah is because Rav Huna told us above that a behemah is in Hazakah of Isur until you slaughter it. And if we have a sefek in the slaughtering, you have to put it back under Hazakah Isur. Good, so that's why the Gemara asks, hey, Hazakah, where's this from? But what did we say in the Inyan of Rov that the Gemara is asking now, where did the concept of Rov? So the Ran says it's also the second statement of Rav Huna. What did Rav Huna say? Rav Huna said, if let's say you had a situation where a behemah had a safek terefa, let's say the case of the animal was slaughtered, and then the wolf took the kinayot, and there was a hole in it. You don't know, was the hole there before, was the hole there after. So what do we say? It's okay. So the Ran understood that statement is based on the principle, because rov behemot enam terefot. So therefore, based on the second statement of Rav Huna, rov behemot enam terefot, where do you know this kind of rov? It should be noted that she did not learn like that. Remember that she learned above that, again, it's going with the concept of Hazakah. That once you slaughtered it, it has the Hazakah Shehuta. Once it has the Hazakah Shehuta, you don't have to assume that the Hazakah Isur is off. Hazakah Hayim is Isur. Once you slaughtered it, it's Hazakah Shehuta. So therefore, according to Rashi, the question would be, what's this inyan over here of Rov over here?
Some uncovered candy.
Correct. But basically, the Ram wants us all as a result of Rav Huna's statement, the original statement. Anyway, the Gemara asks the obvious question. Rov is a befirush pasuk in the Torah. Mina hamiltad amu rabbanan zibata ruba. Mina lan? Ichtiv. Ahare rabbin latot. Follow the majority. Befirush pasuk. Now you read the Rashi. Mina hamiltad.
Nami
tad. I did not. The Mina Namasa. 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 I'm not asking you on a Rove that's in front of me. I have nine stores in the town. And the nine stores are kosher. And one store is not kosher. And I find a piece of meat in front of the stores. There, the finish in front of me. I see the Rove. That's what Torah says. Hare Rabim, that top. You see the Rove in front of you. All you have are the members of the Sanhedrin. They're voting. So therefore, the majority votes to acquit. So therefore, the majority is in front of me. That's Hare Rabim Lato. I don't need a pasuk for that. I'm not asking in that case. That's what the Torah was talking about. That's called Ruba, the Ita Kaman. The Ruba that is in front of me. I see the nine stones in front of me. There's no Safek over here. I see the nine, I see the judges, what they judged. You're doing the reading today. Tesha Hanuyot.
Tesha Hanuyot. Kulan Mosot, Tesha Chuta, Ve'achad Mosheret, Basad Nevela, Menemsa Basad Be'eret.
Generally speaking, there's a majority, but not that the majority is necessarily in front of us, like nine stores, 12 votes, kegon, katan veketana. A minor, a katan and a minor, girl and boy, and the mitzvah of yibum. Let's say a katan falls to yibum to a ketana. So we say, they make yibum. Even though this Katan, he might be a Saris. He might not be able to have children. We don't know, he's too young. We don't know that until he gets older, until he matures. Now, if he's not going to be able to have children, then it ends up coming out that he went with his sister-in-law, which is Isur from the Torah. So how do we allow a Katan to have a Yibum with a Ketana? And we are on Rov. Rov and Olam are not Sirisina. Even though that Rov is not in front of us, which means we're not counting. Could be you can go to a certain place and then all of the place over there is city scene. But we're saying in general, the Teva Olam is people do not grow up into being city scene. So that's the role she'eno the fanil. That's she, Katan.
Katan, the Katana, the Fligra Banana, the Rabbi Meir, the Yavamot, the Tanan Yavam, Katan, Sheba, Yavama, Katana, Niguz, the Imze, the Lokashina, Shema, Timse.
Zoni. Maybe she's going to be barren. Oh, who said he?
Oh, sorry. It's been himself. Okay, the Eshet Achiv.
Shalom Kol Mitzvah.
The Vav Hakim Achiv.
Shem. Well, the whole purpose of the Yibum is to perpetuate the Shem. If he's a Saris or she's a Eloni, you cannot perpetuate the Shem. Then it's Yisur. Hi.
Hi, Vav Barachi.
El Amrina.
Amen. Zir Batar Rov Ketanin De Alma De Enam Sirisim. Zayinu Rivad De Vet Hakama.
Right. Mirov De Alma. Not to have any Rov in front of us a little bit. Oh, with the general Teva Olam, Rov Ketanin do not become city scene. Oh.
And the Katan is not even 9 years old in that case?
He's not with the Biyah. He has to be not with the Biyah, obviously. Otherwise, that can make him move. So Gemara says, Minalan, how do we know that type of rule? Amar bil azar atya meresha shel ola. You get it from the head of the Korban Ola. Okay? The Amar Kira. This is regarding the Korban Ola. Vinitah ota lintaheha. That means you cut the ola into pieces. It says, ota lintacheha, velo nitacheha lintachim. You cut it into pieces, but not into quarters. Which means you cut the piece, but you don't cut the pieces into pieces. Which means what? You're putting the head of the korban. I have to make shaita, so you cut the head off. And you're putting the pieces on the mizbeach. But you're not going to cut the head again to see inside. Now, how do you know what's in the head of the ola? Could be there's a moon in the ola. And it could be it's a terefa. And you're putting the ola on the mizbeach. And how could you put a terefa on the mizbeach? Ela, what are you going to rely on? Rov ve'emot, ena terefot. So therefore, there's no rov in front of us. Now we have rov of the ve'emot in front of us to see who's terefot, not terefot. That's Ruba the Alma, generally speaking. The rov of the world, we know. Why don't you suspect that maybe the membrane of the brain of the Qurban Olah was punctured? You know, you're not telling it because you said you can't cut it open. It must be because you're following the rov.
אתם אלה שושה עולה שאין יכולים לחצותו לבדוק בגרום של מובח שם הניקבו אחד מיודחת טלפות משום דכתיב ונתח אותו לנתחיה
ולא
נתחיה לנתחים שעשו לחלוף נתחיה אחד לשניים קורבן טלפה פסולה זה שפתה קיימת קורבן טלפה
פסולה obviously Like we learned in Merechot, Shu Omer, Zemata, Menabaka, Shu Tavu, Zeh, Otsi, Et Telefa. Fine. So we have an ayah for Korban Ola. Yemana says, who said? Mimai, Dilma, Defalele, Ubadakle. Dashi, Kor'o, Vechotzehu, Velo Yavdir. Which means, don't split it open totally. Maybe just make an incision. Where it's separated a little on the bottom, so you can get in there and see what's going on, but it's attached on top still. Oh, but the Pasuk says, don't break the pieces into pieces. That means when you're separating it in totality. But where it's still attached on top, so therefore it's okay. So therefore you have no ayah for Korban Ola. It's not a rov you're relying on. Really, you're checking it. You're going into the brain, and you're checking what's going on with the klum of the moa. Ah, but you're breaking it into pieces. You're not breaking it into pieces. You're separating it partially. That's not a problem. It was fine. We're back to the drawing board. Where do you know? Rov. Says, Bor bered ravina amar, atya mishivirat etzim bepesach. From breaking a bone on the Korban Pesach. You don't have to break bones of the Korban Pesach. You don't have to break the bones of the Pesach. So what's the problem if you can't break the bones? Well, you can't get into the brain then. Because you can't break the bones. Well, if maybe underneath that bone, one of the membranes of the brain of the Korban Pesach was punctured, and therefore it's a terefa. Ela, you must... What's the heter? Rov behemot, kesherot, enam terefot, and therefore you're relying on rov, because you cannot get in there, you can't break the bones. Well, I said, Ela, lab mishum damin and zilba taruba, go after the rov. Well, I said, Mimai, who told you? Dilma demanach gumre ta'ale, vekale le ubadikle. Maybe you put a hot coal on the bone, and you burn the bone away. So that says you can't break the bone. But it doesn't say you cannot burn the bone away. Netanya, hamehatech begidim. Let's say somebody cuts the veins of the Korban Pesach. Even though the veins sometimes get very hard, like a bone, they're not considered a bone. A vein is a vein. So then you can break the veins of the Korban Pesach. Or, v'hasoref v'hatzamot. Or he burned the bone. En bo mishum shevirat etzem. You're not over the issur of breaking the bone of Korban Pesach. So if you have no idea for Korban Pesach, I'm not relying on the rov. I'm checking it. I am checking it. You can't break the bones. I break the bones, so I get into the brain to see what's going on. Let's see. Gumveta.
Gumveta. Gachalat.
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 Chakol. Mekalile.
Le'ashem ha'gulgolet.
Tabdok.
Tabdok le'rekrum.
Okay. Mechatech begidim.
Hapapit de'kashin.
Even though the gidim are sometimes hard, like bones, there's no yisud of cutting them as well. Okay, so comes the Yonan says, Nachman bar Yitzchak amar, Atya me'alya. You know where the din of Rov is gotten from? From the tail. Me'alya. Sometimes, or many times, the tail of the animal is brought on the mizbeach. The hindquarters, we'll call it, okay? Look at the Rashi. Which korbanot are brought from the me'alya? Hamakriv?
Hamakriv shalamim o hakat mikeves.
The ayil.
The ayil. Kerevara im.
Karev alya.
קרב עלייה, עם האמורים, ומטה וצד הזנב, זה הזנב קריבי עלייה.
Okay, from the כליות, from the kidneys down, that area in the back is called the עלייה, that part goes on the מזבח. Now, what are you relying on Rov over there? What are they going to do with Rov? You slaughtered the animal. By קורבן שלמים, you can make the check in the head to see if the brain was punctured and all that. So what are you relying on Rov? It's like this. אמר, אתיה מעלייה, זה אצל נחמן בר יצחק. דאמר לחמנה, חלבו העלייה תמימה. The עלייה has to be complete. So you don't have to cut through the עלייה to see what's inside the עלייה. Well, what's inside the עלייה anyway? What could be in there? וליחוש, שמה נפסקה חוט השדרה. The spinal cord runs all the way from the beginning of the head of the animal, all the way to the back of the animal, through the tail. Now the Torah says, you're not allowed to open up the adya. Maybe inside the adya, the spinal cord broke. Maybe it's broken. And it's terefa. And it says, adya temima. Adya has to be shalem. And now what are you relying on? Rov. Rov behemot enab terefot. Ela lab mishum dabrinan. זיל בתר ובא. נשי.
חוץ תסדה שנפסק טלפה, וחוב צננה
ו... ואלו טלפות. Later on, it's going to teach us that all these things are טלפות. שדרה breaks. וחיתה מה, maybe you're going to tell me, דמטטאה פסיק לה. Maybe you're going to tell me that you only have to take the end of the tail. The end of the tail, the end of the animal, we're not worried at that point if the shadra breaks off. Which means the shadra goes from the beginning of the animal way to the back. When it gets towards the end, it splits into three parts. The one part that goes straight through the tail, and the one part goes to the right, and the one part goes to the left. That's the way that she's going to explain it to us. When you get to the tail part, that part that breaks doesn't matter. So therefore, maybe you're just taking the end of the tail where it doesn't matter if the Chut HaShidra breaks anyway. Read Rashi. Dimitata'e pasiklet shemashpilu.
Mashpil echutcha samuch lezanav.
Which means you're cutting the aliyah samuch lezanav close to the tail. Sheafilu nifsag be'oto, achut be'oto aliyah, even if the Chut was cut. Ena be'man trefa.
Which
means Yerachim, goes all the way to the legs, to the hind legs. That's how far it goes back. It splits over there, the gimel, the three parts. Hi, Echad.
Yamin. Yashikorin.
Hankish.
Hankish.
The second part goes to the left. That's Shem Sa'i. Aso. Which is once you get to that Yirechayim. And behind and back, that part doesn't matter if it breaks. Lo mitkere chut ha-shedra le'atrifbo. Shekevar ha-be'man nismach al Yirecha. Which is already, the animal is able to hold itself up on its legs. So long as the shedra reaches to the hind legs, whatever's behind it is okay. Velo al halala, doesn't stand on its on the open area of the back. Then tariq lechut. So therefore, could be you don't have to rely on Rov over here because you're only cutting the hindquarters past the point where it's not a problem if the shidra got broken. So Yabara says, no, cannot be. The umat he'aser amar lachmana makom shakilayot.
Yu'atzot. The pasuk says, where are you cutting it? It says, Le'umat he'atzeh. What is the word he'atzeh? He'atzeh is lashon etzah. Etzah is advice. The Gemara always says, like in Berachot, the kelayot, the kidneys, are the parts of the body that provide advice to the body. So it says, Le'umat he'atzeh, that you're cutting the aliyah by the kidneys. That means you're cutting it further into the animal, in the spot where the shidra is a factor. Oh, so if it's a factor, so therefore you have to rely on rov. You have to say that since rov animals, the shidra is not broken, rov animals are not terefot, so that's what I have for rov. You want to ask? Mimai, who told you you're not checking it? Dilma de patach le ubadikla. Maybe you split it open and you check it. Was the way it can't be. Imishum timima. You can't see. It says in the pasuk aliyah at timima that the aliyah has to be complete. Hanimili hecha lehatcha legamne. Same answer. Maybe that's only talking about where you cut it completely. Aval hecha delayif, but maybe where it's still attached. Litlan ba. Whatever you have no raya. So really, I know you're cutting the part of the aliyah that has the shidran. And you're not relying on the rov. You know why you're not relying on the rov? Because you're actually cutting the aliyah in half without it separating. So if it's still considered timima, and if you're not relying on the rov, you're making a bitika. That's she. Makom shekelayot yu'atzot.
The ma'ala min ha'firashot hu, the berachot amin lev mi ben kelayot yu'atzot.
Right, so the Gemara berachot. The lev has the bina, and the kelayot have the etza. Hecha de laif.
Mechubad mi barachot lezad ha'gav. ואינו פותח לצד הגב, אלא לצד עריפה עולמו.
לא, לצד החלל.
לצד החלל, נבקע את הסדרה, כולו לעשות ככה.
Which means you open the aliyah from the bottom. So the bottom is split, but on top it's still attached. So then we have no problem with timima. So they're not running away. So the Gemara is struggling to find a ra'ayah.
So the Gemara is struggling to find a ra'ayah. How do we know the deen of Rov? So Gemara says like this. Rav Sheshat Mered Rav Idi Amar Atya Me'egla Arufa. Egla Arufa, let's review that story. Dead body between two cities. They don't know which city where the murderer came from. They measure to the closest city. Zikinim have to come out. They say, Yadinu lo shafechu, it wasn't us, we weren't responsible. They take an agla, they bring it to an area that's called Nahal Etan, and they decapitate its head. Okay? So it says, Damar Rahmana Ha'arufa Kishihi Shelema Teve. That means, when you make the agla arufa, after you make the agla arufa, after you decapitate it, it must remain Shalem. Even after it's arufa, it's less to be an agla. It starts to be shalem. So the Gemara says, "Velihush delma terefahi." What do you mean? If it's shalema, you don't know what's going on inside the animal. So therefore, maybe the agla arufa is indeed a terefa. Ela la mishum damrin zil batar ruba. Oh, so you must be going after the majority of rov behemot kesherot, they're not terefot. Oh, so the ayah is agla arufa. I will ask you a question: who told you that the agla arufa cannot be terefa? Doesn't go on the mizbeach. Maybe really it is a terefa. And who cares? So the Gemara says, V'chi tema mai nafka mina. Maybe you'll tell me, what's the nafka mina? You have no ra'ayah from Egla Arufa. Maybe we don't go with the rov. But even if it is a terefa, big deal. It doesn't go on the Mizbeah. The Gemara says, no, it has to be shalim. Ha amre debe rabbi anai kapara ketiv ba kekadashi. It says that the Egla Arufa is mechaper. Once it's mechaper, it atones, that's the same status as korbanot. And then just like korbanot have to be non-terefot, so the Egla Arufa also. So we brought a proof finally. The Gemara is not going to reject this proof. This is the proof. Look at the Nashi. Nashi, Shilema Teve. Shilema
Teve. Afilu le'achad arifa ul amit.
Right. Even after you did the arifa, the animal must remain Shalem whole alma. Right. Obviously, you can't break any of the bones to see if it's a terefa, to see if you should bring another one. So, give us by nafkamina. Right, well, that's the point. It's not a korban. So Gemara says you're right, but it says kapara. It just says kapara. So it has to be like korbanot. So that's it, and that's the final proof. The Gemara gives me another proof now for paraduma. Gemara says, Rava ba Rav Shila Amar Atya me paraduma. The Amar Rahmana v'shachat v'saraf. Right away the pasuk says you slaughter the paraduma. Right after you slaughter it, you burn it into ashes. It says, Ma shechitata kishishinema, afsirifata kishishinema. What's the juxtaposition between v'shachat v'saraf? Just like when you slaughter it, the animal's whole, so to when you burn it, the animal's whole. Ah, v'lihuz dilma terefahi. How do you slaughter it? How could you burn it when it's whole? Maybe it's a terefah. El ala v'shum damnina zil bataruba. Ela must be because we're going after the Rov. Ah, you can ask a question. What do you have to, what does it have to be kashir anyway? It's not a korban, let's go on the Mizbayah. So Gemara says, Hatat Kariya Rahmana. No, it's called, it calls the paraduma hatat. Therefore it's like a korban hatat, and just like a korban has to be shalem without a terefa, so to paraduma. So we have two rayot for Rov now. We're relying on Rofa Agrar Ufa, and we're relying on Rofa Parah Aduma. Look at the Rashi. Okay, that's why Parah, you agree with that, this Rashi is by the Agrar Ufa. Kapara Ketiba, Ketiba Kekarashim, Kapel Amekah Yisrael. That's what it says by Agrar Ufa. Ma Kadashim Asur Bana, Afi Asur Bana. That's the first thing we learn. That just like Kadashim is a surbana, so too Eglar Ufa is a surbana. Hachanamele terefa. And just like Kadashim terefa is no good, so too Eglar Ufa is no good. Kishish shirema, that's why Parah Aduma Shelo. Right, you should not cut it up. Hatat Kareya Rahmana, Lemeni Da Hatati. That Tosfot has a very elementary question over here. He says, what are you talking about? I know the Parah Aduma is not a terefa. Because the Parah Aduma has to be either 2 or 3 years old. And we know if an animal has a terefa, it cannot live more than 12 months. So therefore, you don't have a safek if the Parah Aduma is a terefa. So look at Tosfot's question. Tosfot is in the Dibura Matril Atya. Vim Tomar. Kevan de para bat shte shanim, im ken dilma haynu mishum de ukme ahazaka she'ena terefa. Right? Who told you it's rov anymore? Maybe it is the inyan of hazaka that it passed the first 12 months, so it's alive. That means already it has a hazaka that it's not a terefa because it made it the first 12 months. Once it has a hazaka, now I have a safek. Maybe it became a terefa. Safek. I don't say so. You'll have to come on to a principle, but not the Rov principle. Instead, after it lives 12 months, it established the Hazakah for itself. Now, the man about Terefa in a Haya. Okay. So he says, Miyukan yesh loma dika Hazakah achedet kenegda, ta'amed tameh al chizkato. Okay, so Tosfot says we have opposing Hazakot over here. Because the guy that the Parah Aduma is coming to fix, he has a chizkat tameh. So you have a hazakah of the animal that's okay against the hazakah of the guy who is tameh. So opposing hazakot, they neutralize each other. So then you would have to rely on a rov. That's one answer of the Tosfot. Look at the second answer, which is a very important principle. The yesh lomar, dechol hazakah shelo nitbarera velo nod'a afilu sha'a achat lo azlinan batra. Amazing principle. For a hazakah to be a hazakah, it has to be a definitive hazakah, not a retroactive hazakah. That means during the first 12 months of the animal, we didn't know the status of the animal. You only know the status after 12 months and the animal is retroactively, you say, oh, must be the animal was not a terefa. But there were moments during that 12 months, obviously, where the Hazakah was not established. So any type of Hazakah that's not a Hazakah constantly, where there's a moment in the Hazakah where you don't know the status, that type of Hazakah is not a Hazakah. So if your kids, live the first 12 months, you only know that after the 12 months. That's not a Hazakah that was a constant Hazakah. Ela must be have to rely on the concept of
Rov.
What do you mean the second 12 months?
3 years
old, no? No, you're right. The animal is still alive. There's still a Hazakah. We just what's saying, who told you you're relying on Rov? Maybe the animal made 12 months the first year. So now we have Hazakah that it doesn't have a Terefa. So you're saying, maybe got one now. I don't know if I got one now or not. I have Hazakah that it lived for 12 months already. So therefore, put it on the Hazakat Kashir. So maybe that's why you can use a Paraduma. It made the second year also. It's still the same Hazakah. Now you want to mean the third year it got a blemish. So I have a Hazakah. Tosfos is not a Hazakah. Because this Hazakah is not a constant after the fact. It's after the fact of Hazakah. Gemara. Navaha bar Yaakov Amar, another proof. Atya misi'ir mishtalayah, from Yom Kippur. From the two goats. One goat you throw off the mountain, that's the Sa'il Azazel, and the other goat is what? That's the goat of a goat on the Mizbayah. So the Pasuk says like this. Rahmana Amar, Vilakah et Shinea Si'irim. You have to take both goats. What do we learn from this? Shnei Si'irim. Shiyu Shnehem Shavim. That both of them have to be equal. Think about Ayyum HaTorah. It should be the same size, it should be the same value, and so on and so forth. There has to be a certain equality between the two goats. Now, Belihush Dilma Chadminayu Terefahu. Now, I could always check the one that I'm putting on the Mizbayah. So I know that's not a Terefa. But how could I check the one that I'm throwing off the mountain of Azazir? You're not checking that. And therefore, could be that's a Terefa. So you say, big deal, you're throwing it off the mountain, it'll be a Terefa. No, but that has to be Shaveh. Once you tell me it has to be Shaveh, so just like the one you put on the Mizbayah is not a Terefa, the Sayyid of Azazir cannot be a Terefa. Oh, so Ela, what must be you relying on? Rov. That's what I says. Dilma had minayu terefa, o ela la mishuda minan zil bata aruba. Vichitema may nafkalan mina. Maybe you're going to come along and tell me, who cares? What's the nafka mina? Which, even if it is a terefa, the sa'id is not going on the qurban, it's not going on the mizbayah. And therefore, let it be a terefa. Oh, but you're going to tell me, but Rabbi, we just have to be equal. It means equal externally. That's what it means. I mean, the external look of the animal has to be, the appearance exactly has to be similar. But not on stuff that you cannot discern. Whatever I can discern, it should be Shaveh. Kemal says, no. Ha en goral koveya la'azazel ela bedavar ha'ra'uy la'shem. That's the point. At the time of the lottery, both animals have to be ra'uy for the Mizbayah. Because you don't know which animal is going to go on the Mizbayah. So therefore, at the time of the lottery, even the Sa'id that eventually gets to Azazel had to be Ra'uy to go on the Mizbayah. Otherwise, what are you making a lottery for? Which one is for this, which one's for that? And both of them have to be equally kasher to go on the Mizbayah. And then we say, this one goes to Azazel. So therefore, it has to be kasherah, Ghirashi. Ela goral koveya la azazel, ela bira'uy lashem. The lottery doesn't choose the azazel one only if it's ra'uy to go on the mizbayah. Shareb bishata goral en yadu ezi yale lashem. You don't know which one's going to go lashem. Hilkach shem'ina memel terefa lo maitinam. So therefore, obviously you cannot bring a terefa. Ela must be relying on Rov. So the Gemara's who said? Vichi tema de batkinande. Amazing. You check it, you throw it off the mountain. And after you throw it to the man, you go check it, see what's going on inside the animal. If it was a terefa or not. So they bring another one, so do it again. So the Gemara says, V'hatenan, lo ayam magia l'machatzita ad shenasa evarim evarim. Impossible to check it. But it was torn apart by the time you got to half the mountain, the animal's destroyed. We're going to go check it out for a terefa after that? Impossible to discern. Evarim evarim, that she says, V'tu lo matzi badikla. You will not be able to check it anymore. The end yachotlida is a shemira mechayim. You don't know which bones broke when he was alive or which bones broke after you threw him off the mountain. Ela must be, we're relying on Rov. So there are three of the ayot for Rov so far. Number one was Egda Arufa, number two is Paraduma, and number three is the Sa'id Azazel. Now we go to the fourth ra'aya. Rav Mori Amar, Atya Mimake Abib Ve'imo. Amar Rahmana Katle. Mimake Abib Ve'imo Mot Yumat. That means he went and he made a wound in his father. He made a Hamura in his father. Oh, so what's the problem? Mot Yumat. Vidihuj Dilma Lab Abivu. Who said that's his father? He really had no proof that's his father. His mother, you know, was his mother because she gave birth to him. That you could have witnesses to. But there's no proof that the father's the father. And you're going to kill a guy based on this over here. Mot Yumat. Ela la mishum daminan zil batar ruba. You go after the majority. What's the majority over here? Amazing majority now. Verov be'ilot ahar ba'al. The majority of relations that the lady has is with the husband. Which means, even if you want to say she was disloyal and she had adultery, but that's not the rov. So, you know, maybe this kid's a mamzer. Maybe the kid came from a different relation. You're right. Rov be'ilot ahar ba'al. But the majority of the be'ilot go after the ba'al. Therefore, you have to assume that this is the kid. Okay. Rashi. No Rashi. Interesting Yerushalmi over here. The Yerushalmi learns from Makeh Abiv et Adin Shel Hazakah. She'im Uchzak Adam Lefanenu. Kikrobo Shel Ploni Danim Al Pi Zeh Afil Dinin Nefashot. They learn it's a Hazakah. Everybody sees that this guy walks to Shul with this guy as his father. Finished. Hazakah. We know this is the family. We have a guy living in a town for 30 days. We see the father, we see the mother, we see the kids. That's the family. So Yushami learns it's not a din of rov over here. Hazakah, they were muhzak, that this is the family structure. V'tamhu haronim, the haronim all asked on this. Because here we learn rov. V'esh b'tarzim shahazakah zu gufa shanum ba'azakim adam zeh kabib ena ela mekawah rov. So some want to say that hazakah that Yushami was talking about is established based on this principle of rov. Because we say rov be'ilot tahara ba'al, so therefore we can establish a chazakah also to say that is the son. So it's working as a combination of both items. There's a pasuk in the Torah based on this Gemara. Oh, actually, let's just go one more line. Mimai, who told you that you were lying on rov? Dilma gigon sheyu abiv v'imu havushim mibet asurim. Maybe we know it's the father. Because the mother and the father were locked up in prison, so there was no chance for her to go with anybody else. So it's not a din of rov, it's a guaranteed. She got pregnant, she could only have gotten impregnated from this guy, from the father. Torah says, Afidu Hachi, famous rule, En apotropos l'arayot. There is no guardian against arayot. Which means, the girl could be in jail, and all that, but if she wants to make a avon of arayot, they'll get to it. So you can't say, oh, they were alone, they were secluded. Arayot, the person's yetzer hara so strong, that you can't say, oh, they didn't do anything. Look at Rashi. No Rashi still. Bet asunim. She'im avrato emo. She kept impregnated over. Sham avrato emo. That's what she got impregnated over there. Then nahushim ba'aleh acher. She's named the badamayu. Adukar Obar. I mean, they were together until the third month, let's say. Till already she was showing. So now you know, even if she does anything after that, too late. We know it was her husband. He wants to know. Now, bring me a homage. There's a Hiddush over here from Rav Hida. It says in Perashat Mishpatim. It's okay. The pasuk says Mishpatim like this: V'hi Yazid Ish al Re'ehu, Nehorgo be'orma. The person deliberately plots murder against his friend, and he murders him. Take him from the Mizbeah and kill him. That means that Gemara Le'Amin would take him from the Mizbeah. What is he doing with the Mizbeah? The Hebrew means a Kohen Gadol. And he murdered. And now he runs to the Beit HaMikdash and he's holding on to the Mizbeah like it's an asylum to save him. Take him from the Mizbeah and put him to death. That's the simple interpretation of the Pasuk. But Rav Haida explains like this. How could you ever kill somebody? The law is you could only kill somebody who's destined to live. Maybe this person that you killed was a terefa. And therefore if he's a terefa, although it's not a mitzvah to kill a terefa, but you can't give a guy a death penalty for killing a dead person. Like the Gemara says, Gavra ketila katal. He killed a dead man. So how do you ever kill somebody for murder? Maybe the guy he killed was a terefa. He's living now. But maybe he has maybe he's a terefa. Maybe he has an internal wound over there. He's not going to make it for 2 more days. He's not going to live. Or a year. So you know what the explanation is. The Haida says. Haida says, where do we learn? We have a law. Rov behemot enam terefot. That's how we are allowed to bring the Qurban Olah, for example. How can we bring Qurban on the Mizbeach? Maybe the Qurban is going to be Pasul, like the Gemara wanted to say by the Qurban Olah. Maybe the head has a blemish. And what do we rely on? We rely on the Rav. So therefore the rabbi reads the Pasuk like this. If a person plots to kill his friend deliberately, we're going to put him to death. How can you put him to death? You know where you put him to death? Learn it from the law of the Mizbeach. From the law of the Mizbeach. Just like we can bring Korbanot. And how do you bring Korbanot? Based on the principle of the law. Take him to die as a result of the law of the Mizbeah. Just like by the Mizbeah, Rov, Korbanot, we say Kesherot and not Terefot. So we say the same thing by Adam. Rov and Adam, Kesherot and not Terefot. Therefore you're able to kill him as well and give him the death penalty. So the Gemara continues. We're trying to bring a Raya for the concept of how do we know that we go after Rov. So Rav Kana Amar.
What's the first word on
the Hachi. I'm sorry. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines down. Rav Kana Amar, Atya Mehoreg et HaNefesh. We learn the law of Rov from somebody that kills somebody. Mehoreg et HaNefesh. Damar Achmana Katle. Somebody kills somebody, so we kill him. Velihush Dilma Terefahaba. What do you mean? Maybe the guy that he killed is a terefa. And the halakha is that if you kill somebody that's destined to die anyway within 12 months because he has an internal blemish, so therefore you don't kill the horeg. Ela la mishum damlina zilba taruba. Ela must be that we go according to the majority of people. It's just that the majority of people are not terefot. So you see that we go after an oath. We kill somebody based on an oath. V'chi tema debatkinan le. So maybe he'll answer me, no, maybe you make an autopsy after. Maybe you check him out after you go to the guy that was dead, the Harug, and you open him up and see what was going on inside. Gemara says, impossible. Haka menadval. You're going to desecrate the body. You're not allowed to do that. It's kavod amit. You're not to just cut him up. You make him nevul. You're going to ruin the body after his death. Gemara says, v'chitem mishum ibud neshama dehai ninvele. So Gemara says, wait, it's worth it to do something to this body, the dead body, in order to save the horeg. Which is, instead of just killing somebody maybe randomly, let's open up the harug's body, and maybe we check him out to see if he was a terefa. Who told you relying on the rov? Could be there's an autopsy that's done on the harug in order to save the horeg. Gemara says, v'nihush. Shema bimkom sayif nakav. That's the point. Even if you're going to check him out, and you're going to find no blemishes, maybe the blemish was at the exact spot of contact with the knife that killed him. And therefore, now that you see a blemish over there, there's no way you're going to be able to tell if there was a blemish there from the beginning. It could be he was a Terefa, which is the autopsy is not going to help you. Because maybe this the mum is covered up now by the stab wound. And still we say what? We killed the Horeg. Must be because we're going after Rov. That since the Rov people are not Terefot, we must kill the guy only based on going after Rov.
If you killed Dan, you know he was
Terefot. Yes. Yeah. Because you killed the dead guy. Gemara gives another ayah. Rabina Amar, Atya mi'edim zomimim. Here means that ayah from the Eidim Zomimim. Let's review the laws of Eidim Zomimim. Two witnesses come along and say, so-and-so is Hayab Mita. For whatever reason. It's Hayab Mita. And then they find out that they were lying. That they were not there. Two other witnesses come along and say, Imanu Yitim. So we do to the witnesses what they were trying to do to the guy. So Imanah says, Ta'amar Achmanah ba'asitim lo kasher zaman. But wait, maybe the guy that they were testifying against is a terefa. So then they were only planning on killing somebody that was going to die anyway. And therefore you don't kill them for trying to kill a terefa. Ela mishum damlina zil bataruba. Ela must be going according to the majority. And since the majority of people are not terefot, so that's why you kill the Adib Zumimim. Maybe you're going to check them. How are you going to check them? They're alive. You can't make an autopsy on a live person. Why? Rabbi Omer. Rabbi said, "Lo hargu neheragin, hargu en neheragin." That we follow the opinion that the Eidim Zomimim only die if they didn't sentence the person. That means he's still alive. But if they sentence the person and killed, then the Eidim Zomimim do not get killed. So therefore, at this point, the person that they testified against is alive. You cannot make an autopsy on a live person. And therefore, must be, you're relying on the Rav. So that's his ra'ayah, that you go after the Rav. Rav Asher Amar, Atya Mishaita Atzma. Yeah, Asher says, you know what? I can bring a ra'ayah for going after the Rav from Shaita itself. Damar Rahmana, Shot Ve'echol. What does the Torah say? Make Shaita on the animal and eat it. V'dichus, Shema B'mkom Nekev, Kashachit. Says, wait, maybe the blemish is at the spot of contact where he made the shaita, and there's no way you'll be able to tell that. Maybe really there was a wound over there, there was a hole, but it's covered up now because that's the spot where you made the shaita. So even after you check everything, you still don't know. Maybe it was a terefa. Ela, what are you relying on? Ela la mishum da amrinan zil batar ruba. Ela, because must be you're relying on the rov. And the Rav Behemot are not Terefot. And that's all the different proofs that the Gemara set up until this point. Now, Amar Rav Asher. Rav Asher said, Amirta l'shemata kamed Rav Kana. I said this whole piece, you know, the proofs of Rav, I said it in front of Rav Kana. Ve'amrila Rav Kana kamed Rav Shimi. And some say Rav Kana said this whole sugya over in front of Rav Shimi. And the rabbi told him, either Rav Kana said it or Rav Shimi said when he heard this, V'dilma hecha de efshar efshar, hecha de lo efshar, lo efshar. Nu sevara. Maybe you don't rely on the Rav in every single case. Maybe we have no choice to follow the Rav, which means there's no option but to follow the Rav. Then you follow the rule. But otherwise, maybe, you have to check as much as you can, and you don't rely on the rule. Meaning, I agree, in the case where you made shechita, maybe the nekev was at the spot, ifshar, there's no way to discern that. Okay, then you're going to have to rely on a rule. Or in the case of the Adim Zubimim, the guy's alive. Or when you kill the guy. Maybe the point of contact, that's where the terefa was. Okay, now you have to run Rav. But were you able to check? Maybe you have to check. Maybe you don't rely on Rav just as a automatic. Maybe only when there's no other options, where it's impossible to detect, then you rely on Rav. But were you able to check? Maybe you cannot rely on Rav. Nashi. Hecha de'efshar. Bottom Nashi. Hecha de'efshar la'amot al birur botkim v'lo samkhir aruba v'sirikim lebdok be'ema mekun yidchet terefot. Oh, and therefore maybe every single animal You have to check it for all 18 potential blemishes. You're right. You cannot check the spot that you actually cut, because that's impossible. Okay, for that we'll rely on Rav, because you have no choice. But for all the other 18, maybe you do have to check. Ina mekigon katan de ketana. Or maybe the case of, remember we learned yesterday on the daf earlier, a katan and ketana that fall to yibum. The katan falls to yibum to the ketana. So what do we say? Let him make the yibum. We said, maybe one of them is not going to be able to bear children. We go after the Rav. So the rabbi said, wait, maybe you don't go after the Rav. You wait. Wait until I grow up. Wait until you see it. If shah, lanu namtin. In that case, you're able to wait. All the other cases that you said it's okay, that you learned Rav from, those are Efshar cases. But you have no ayah from the Efshar cases to the Efshar cases. Maybe in case where indeed you could solve the problem without relying on Rav, you have to rely, you have to solve it. Now he's going to bring you an ayah that that's true. Why? He says, the ilo tema hache, because you're not going to say that. Rabbi Meir de Hayesh Lemi'uta, which means Rabbi Meir, he is of the opinion in general, he's Mahmir, that he always suspects to a Mi'ut. Mi'ut is a minority of chances of something happening. Rabbi Meir says still, even though the majority is, let's say, lenient, Mi'ut is a possibility that something is a problem. The Bimir is known in Shas. He's the one that always suspects to the Mi'ut. Now you're going to tell me, according to the Bimir, that's Chayish Lemi'uta. Are you going to tell me that the Bimir never ate a piece of meat in his life? Because according to that, then you're going to tell me, you always have to suspect that maybe the point of contact, there was a telephone. And don't tell me Rav, because the Bimir always suspects the Mi'ut. You're going to tell me that? That it'd be me that ate meat? Now what's the problem of saying that? Maybe it'd be was a vegetarian. Maybe that ate meat. Can't be. Because the Torah sometimes mandates that you have to eat meat. Kibbutz says, V'chitem ha'chenameh. And maybe it'd be, yeah. Maybe it'd be me that ate meat. Cannot be. Pesach v'kadashim ma'ika le'memar. Clearly the Torah says you have to eat Kurban Pesach. And the Meir also agrees you have to eat Kurban Pesach. And clearly when it comes to Kurban Shilamim, for example, somebody has to eat from the Kurban Shilamim. The Bimi is not going to argue now in the Torah and say you don't eat those pieces of meat. Ela, what are you going to have to say according to the Bimi'ir? Ela hecha de efshar, efshar, hecha de lo efshar, lo efshar. Ela, you're going to have to say that logic. Which means, the Bimi'ir will say, listen, hecha de lo efshar, lo efshar. Where there's no way to tell it, then already we can rely on the Rav. But otherwise, for example, by the case of the Yibum case, let the Katana Katana wait till they get older. And maybe according to the Bimi'ir, yes, you have to check all 18 Terefot. Because since it's possible to check the 18 Terefot, you have to go through all of them. So just like in the Bimi'ir, we're forced to say this Sevara, wait, Echad the Efshar, granted, Efshar. But Echad the Efshar, maybe you don't rely on them. Hakaname Echad the Efshar, Efshar, Echad the Efshar, no Efshar. And therefore the Gemara is concluding on that point. That in the Gemara, maybe you don't just rely on Rav in all these cases. That comes out according to this Gemara, that maybe when you slaughter an animal, maybe you do have to check all 18 terefot. Even though Rav animals are not terefot, but since Efshar, you can make the check. And maybe in all these cases of a katan de ketana, for example, by Yibum, maybe indeed you have to wait till they grow older. Now, is that the halakha? So look at that she. Very important that she over here. So that she started the big that she on Pesach. Pesach da amar achmana v'achilu tabasar. Clearly, you have to eat the korban Pesach. Ushlamim da amar achmana v'achilu otam shel korban bahen. Milamed shekapara tuliyah v'achila. Of course, by shlamim, you need to eat it. My ikal lememar. What is the Bimi going to say? Ela vaday achil. For sure, according to Bimi, he's going to eat the samich aruba. Hecha de lo efshar. Right. It's lo efshar, which means you cannot know if at the point of contact it was terefa. Good. So that already will be lenient for the Bimi. But everything else you have to check. The afilu achi padig bekatan veketana. But when it comes to katan veketana by yibum, he's going to argue. Mishum de efshar. So the didan name, echi alfinan mine. So according to us, how are we learning from these sources? that you rely on the Rav. So that she gives us the answer. Where the Gemara does not give us the answer, that she fills in the blanks here. That she says, Ela batai halakha le Moshe Mesinai. Ela must be, we have a tradition from Sinai, tehad samchinen aruba afilu hecha de efshar. That was halakha Moshe Mesinai. That we were, Gemara doesn't say. That she is filling this in. As I'm telling you, it's very important that she. That what? Halakha Moshe Mesinai tells us that even where you can actually check it out, you don't got to check it out. And that's why when we slaughter an animal, we don't check all 18 tereh foot. Why? Even though it's efshat, halakha Moshe Mesinai, rov behemot. Now you're going to answer, so why do you check the lungs then? Okay, it's a good question. Why do you just rely on rov? We'll see. Because lungs, you have a problem, because a lot of lungs are of blemish. This is the utah. But according to the halakha Moshe Mesinai, somebody asks you, why don't we have to check 18 tereh foot in a behemah every time we slaughter it? Halakha Moshe Mesinai. Or I can tell you another answer. Acharei rabim latot. That pasuk in the Torah, that's acharei rabim latot, that you go after the majority. Mashma ben ruba deita kaman, ben ruba deleta kaman. Oh, now we're retracting. That's what we said earlier. That this pasuk is going on all roofs. Originally, we thought this pasuk was talking about only a roof in front of us. Nine stores that are kosher and one store is not kosher in front of me. That's acharei rabim latot. Or Sanhedrin, 12 exonerate. 11 guilty. That's a roof in front of us. Now the Gemara is saying no. That she said could be Arei Nevi'im Latot going on all roofs. It's going on roofs that are in front of us, roofs that are not in front of us, like roof animals are kosher. Roof animals are not tenefot. Roof kids are going to grow up not to be childless, whatever. And you'll need and all that. What's the difference between them? Roof is a roof. And based on this, we do not check all 18 terefot in an animal. Also, why are you checking for holes in the lungs? Because it's common to find problems there. But in the case that it happened, let's say you slaughtered the animal and you weren't able to check the re'ah, not alone. They got lost for some reason. You know what she says? Mitakla. It's okay, you can eat the animal. Desamchinan aha. You rely on the rov again. What was Ravuna's statement? If it was slaughtered, now you took it out of the haskat isur, now it has a haskat heter. Neshaita be'haskat heter omed. But then she says, ve'en mefarsimim adavar. But don't publicize it. Don't publicize it because you don't want the people now. They won't check their lungs in the first place. But that's not a kabbat. If you don't have the lungs, you didn't check it, because for whatever reason you couldn't check it, the animal basically goes back to the hazakah, hazakat tetir, and therefore you rely on the, or like we're learning that you rely on the rov, and therefore it's okay. So that's the bottom line that she's saying. We learn it either from halakhah Shem Sinai, this concept. That means even where you can fix it, even though where you can check, you don't have to check. If the rov tells you, you're okay. Whether it's kaman, or whether it's not in front of us, all types of roofs are included. Okay, that is the bottom line. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Ve'amen.